Lesson 3. Is the good news really from God? Question 1. Who is the author of the Bible? The good news that people will live forever on earth is written in the Bible. The Bible is made up of 66 smaller books. God used about 40 faithful men to write them. The first 5 books were written by Moses about 3,500 years ago. The last book was written by the Apostle John over 1,900 years ago. Whose ideas did Bible writers present? God communicated with the Bible writers by means of His Holy Spirit. They wrote down the thoughts of God, not their own thoughts. So Jehovah is the author of the Bible.
2 Timothy 3:16 reads, "All Scripture is inspired of God and beneficial for teaching, for reproving, for setting things straight, for disciplining in righteousness." 2 Peter 1:20 and 21 reads, "For you know this first, that no prophecy of Scripture springs from any private interpretation, for prophecy was at no time brought by man's will, but men spoke from God as they were moved by Holy Spirit."
Question 2. How can we be sure the Bible is true? We know that the Bible is from God because it accurately foretells the future in detail. No man can do that. Only Almighty God can accurately foresee mankind's future.
Isaiah 42:9 reads, "See, the first things have come to pass. Now I am declaring new things. Before they spring up, I tell you about them." Chapter 46, verse 10 reads, "From the beginning I foretell the outcome, and from long ago the things that have not yet been done. I say, my decision will stand, and I will do whatever I please."
We would expect a book from God to be unique, and it is. Billions of copies of the Bible have been distributed in hundreds of languages. Though ancient, the Bible is in harmony with proved science. Also, its 40 writers did not contradict one another. Furthermore, the Bible bears the unmistakable stamp of God's love, and it still has the power to change people's lives for the better. These facts convince millions that the Bible is God's Word.
1 Thessalonians 2:13 reads, "Indeed, that is why we also thank God unceasingly, because when you received God's Word, which you heard from us, you accepted it, not as the Word of men, but just as it truthfully is, as the Word of God, which is also at work in you believers."
Question 3. What is the Bible about? The Bible centers on the good news that God has a loving purpose for mankind. The Scriptures explain how man's privilege of living on a paradise earth was lost early in human history, and how a paradise will finally be restored.
Revelation 21:4 and 5 reads, "And he will wipe out every tear from their eyes. And death will be no more. Neither will mourning, nor outcry, nor pain be any more. The former things have passed away." And the one seated on the throne said, "Look, I am making all things new." Also he says, "Write, for these words are faithful and true."
God's word also contains laws, principles, and advice. In addition, the Bible records the history of God's dealings with mankind, a history that reveals God's personality. Thus, the Bible can help you to know God. It explains how you can become His friend.
Psalm 19:7 reads, "The law of Jehovah is perfect, restoring strength. The reminder of Jehovah is trustworthy, making the inexperienced one wise." Verse 11 reads, By them your servant has been warned. In keeping them, there is a large reward. James 2:23 reads, And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham put faith in Jehovah, and it was counted to him as righteousness, and he came to be called Jehovah's friend. Chapter 4, verse 8 reads, Draw close to God, and he will draw close to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you indecisive ones.
Question 4. How can you understand the Bible? This brochure will help you to understand the Bible by using the same method that Jesus used. He referred to one Bible text after another and explained the meaning of the scriptures.
Luke 24:27 reads, And starting with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them things pertaining to himself in all the scriptures. Verse 45 reads, Then he opened up their minds fully to grasp the meaning of the scriptures.
Few things are as fascinating as the good news from God. Yet, some people are indifferent to it, and others are even annoyed by it. Do not be discouraged. Your hope of enjoying everlasting life depends on your getting to know God.
John 17:3 reads, This means everlasting life. They're coming to know you, the only true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ.